Welcome to the Advance Your Art podcast, where we talk about the journey from artist to entrepreneur and everything in between. You've worked hard to hone your craft. Now take it to the next level with tips, techniques, strategies, and routines used by successful artists to grow their businesses and careers. Now, let's get started and have some fun with your host, Yuri Cataldo.
Welcome to another episode of the Advance Your Art Podcast. I'm your host, Yuri Cataldo. I'd like to first start off today by thanking you, the podcast listeners, for tuning in as I first started this podcast a couple of months ago, giving me suggestions, listening intently to the guests that I bring in, and truly being involved as a community with this movement of art and business that we are working hard to establish. Today's guest is the epitome of somebody who combines both art and business in their life. It is the world-renowned artist, Wyland. And I was so excited to be able to chat with him for a few minutes and to hear his tips, techniques, and ideas on how he personally sees himself and his brand. And if you're not familiar with Wyland, you should probably stop the recording right now and Google him, and it will take you a long time to read about all the accomplishments that he has had. He is a renowned marine life artist, and he has changed the way people think about our environment. He did this when he first started painting life-size whales on the sides of buildings in the 1980s, and he calls these his whaling walls. He has always thought big. Today, the Wyland name and brand has become synonymous with the new generation of awareness about environmental conservation. Through his unique marine life paintings, sculptures, and photography, Wyland has inspired a generation about the importance of marine life conservation. He is a multifaceted artist, scuba diver, an educator, and an explorer. He has hosted several TV programs, including Wyland's Ocean World, which is a series he filmed for the Discovery Channel's Animal Planet. He's also filmed Wyland, A Brush with Giants, and Wyland Art Studio, which is a series he filmed for National Public Television. His mission of engaging people through nature-themed art and more environmentally friendly lifestyle has led to a strategic alliance with organizations such as the United States Olympic Team, the United Nations Environmental Program, and the Walt Disney Studios. Since 1993, his nonprofit, the Wyland Foundation, has set up a standard for environmental outreach. He has partnered with United States Forest Services, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. He is actively engaged in teaching millions and millions of students around the world to be caring, informed stewards of our oceans, rivers, lakes, and wetlands. The enormous extent of his public artworks, and it's enormous because it's estimated that his murals are viewed by more than a billion people every single year. He has award-winning art galleries and the community service projects that have made him one of the most recognized and beloved artists in the world. He is considered one of the most influential artists of the 21st century, and he has artwork that are hanging in museums, corporate collections, and private homes in more than 100 countries. If you'd like to find more information about him, please go to his website, wyland.com. That's wyland.com. So it is with great pleasure that I introduce you to the world-renowned artist, Wyland.
So, Wyland, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Yuri. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you. So to start off with, I would like to know how you describe it as what you do, because I know that you're a prolific artist, a publisher, a diver, an educator. How do you describe yourself?
Unemployed. No, I'm actually an unemployed artist, yeah. Actually, I've never had to get a real job. I remember when I was 16 and my parents both worked for, you know, the auto industry in Detroit where I grew up. And my mom said, are you going to get a job? And I said, I have a job. I'm an artist. And she went, okay. So there you go.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I've been making art since I was 4 years old and never stopped. I'm making some today.
That's wonderful. So after you started making art, is that what then you studied in college?
Yeah, I actually painted all the way through all my schools, and you know, I worked to get a scholarship at the Center for Creative Studies, which is a great college in Detroit that was founded by Henry Ford over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was the most prestigious school there. And anyway, I got a full scholarship. So I ended up going to college there and studying sculpture and painting. And the peculiar thing was, though, you know, my professors always told me that you're a fine artist. You should never think about the business part of art. And that, you know, just didn't make any sense. So, you know, I basically knew that once I left school, I had to figure out the business side of it, because at that time they weren't really focused on that. And, you know, if you're going to be a complete artist, you need to at least understand the business aspects of art, the art business. And so I, you know, went through the School of Hard Knocks, and I learned a lot, and eventually became very successful. You know, I have 30 Weiland galleries throughout the nation that feature my art and other, you know, artists that we carry. And it's the greatest time in history, Yuri, to be an artist, because, you know, in this century, people are really interested in collecting art. So, but you got to kind of know the do's and don'ts. And I just wrote a new book called Don't Be a Starving Artist, so your timing's really good. The premise of the book is we don't need angry, bohemian, starving artists. That's a myth. And I'm sure there were artists like that and probably still are, but that's not a fun model. Mine was, you know, do what you love and put everything you have into it, and you'll be successful, even if you're an artist, you know, because, you know, when you're growing up, you know, everybody is always told, oh, well, don't be an artist. You can't make a living. Well, that's ridiculous. You know, it's a great gig. When your hobby becomes your career, you've reached the pinnacle of success in life.
Well, that's wonderful. So as an artist, and again, one who is very successful, how do you separate yourself as the artist and as a brand, an entrepreneur? Did that come naturally? Did you have to read books on that? How did that happen?
Well, you never separate them. You just have to understand early that you are a brand. It's not just Coca-Cola.
Okay.
It's you. Every artist, every person's a brand. And if you look at it that way, you'll either work towards supporting your brand or diminishing it. So when you have that information early that you're a one-person brand or as big as you want to be, then that's the way you approach life. And I didn't know I was a brand, but I always knew that, you know, being a nice person, working hard, getting your art in front of people, you know, that was promoting yourself. That was something that came very natural. And, you know, I'm an artist that actually likes people. So, you know, when I'm doing art festivals or I'm in the gallery, I actually embrace people. I really kind of appreciate the people that collect my art, because it allows me to keep doing it. You know, I always tell them, keep buying my art. I don't want to have to get a real job.
Sure. Sure. So as, you know, as a prolific artist, are there rituals that you do every single day to make sure that you spend as much time being able to produce art?
Sure. It's like any other field. You gotta, you know, if you're a rock star, you know, I know people think they're lazy. They're not. I know a lot of them. they work their butts off, crazy hours. If you're an athlete, if you're an artist, you know, anything that you, you know, want to achieve, you know, you have to work really hard. You have to work harder than anybody else. And, you know, the whole idea is not to really compete against anybody else, but compete against yourself to be the best artist you can be, or athlete or musician, whatever. You know, just be smart, you know, and you know, kind of see what else is going on out there and carve your own way into history. You know, look at yourself as, you know, somebody that can make a difference, you know, because, like I said, there's great opportunities in the world of art today, but you gotta really work at it, you know, and I try to tell people that, not only Can you be an artist? You can be a publisher. You don't want to be one dimensional. I hear a lot of people tell me, oh, I'm an artist. I don't deal with the business. I don't publish. I let other people do it. Well, that's great. But doing it yourself and understanding all aspects of being a complete, you know, successful artist in the 21st century is really the way to go. Plus, it's a lot of fun. If you're just in the studio painting like some hermit, you know, after a while, it gets a little monotonous. So I would say the key thing is balance. You know, balance your time between painting, you know, and that's where most of your focus should be, but also for marketing your work. And it's a great, amazing world out there. You know, the social media and everything else allows us to have virtual galleries. And so now you don't have to wait around for a gallery to say, yeah, we want to feature your art. You can open your own gallery, your own studio gallery like I did. You can also be featured in galleries or have an internet, you know, a virtual gallery and store and everything else. So you can publish all your best paintings. And, you know, now with the technology, you can print one at a time. You know, in the early days, you used to have to do a run of serigraphs or lithos, and you'd have to spend a pretty good amount of money. Now you just get a digital scan and, you know, you can control it. So it's absolutely feasible, and I really want to encourage people that, you know, are artists to stay strong, believe in yourself, and never give up.
Yeah. What would you say to an artist who maybe they feel like they're afraid to branch out, or they feel they're not qualified to do something else, or they're kind of stuck in their own bubble? What would you say to them?
Keep working. You get better. It gets better. Keep working. Hard work. Nothing replaces that. So believe in yourself. And when people say, hey, you're never going to make it, you just use that as your fuel. You have to be driven. You really do. And in anything that you do in life, you know, the drive is what really, you know, gives you the advantage. Just understand there's a lot of artists. There's a lot of galleries, but try to be an original and try to be creative and look for innovative ways to make your art and share it with the world. The whole world's looking at art right now. There's never been a better time in history to be an artist.
I know recently in 2008 you finished one of the largest art in public places projects that spanned five continents, 17 countries, 79 cities. What was it that made you decide to paint 100 monumental marine life murals?
Well, I actually only had planned on painting one, and I felt that that art could play a role in conservation, that if I painted a big public mural of life-size whales and a beautiful ocean, that people would become more aware and sensitive to the plight our oceans and conservation and whales. And after I finished the first one, I had so much fun, and it was kind of it was kind of ironic because the first mural that I painted in Laguna Beach in 1981, 10 years earlier, I had seen the ocean and two gray whales, the whales that I featured in the mural, right near the wall. I mean, it's amazing how things happen. So anyway, after I painted it, you know, the entire town in California, everyone that visited here were ecstatic about it because it was art and science coming together in a very artistic way and very big and in your face. And anyway, Gordon Grant from the LA Times, this old writer, was doing a feature on me, and he said, hey, Weiland, how many of these whaling walls, I call them, some little kid called it, it's the whaling wall. I go, that's cool, I'm stealing that. So how many of these walls are you going to paint? I go, I think I'll paint 100. I could have said 10. I would have been done, you know, early. But it took me 27 years to do 100 walls in 17 countries and all around the world. So, but it was a great thing. It was my give back. You know, I donated all the murals to the communities where I painted them, and took 27 years, but it was really a great project. And now what I'm planning is 100 monumental sculptures in 100 great cities in the world. And 10 of those 100 will be underwater. You'll have to snorkel or dive to see them. But I'm trying to think really big because, you know, you need to. You only live once, you know, go big. And my subjects are big. And actually, I'm planning these 100 public sculptures for 100 cities, and they'll be larger than life. So what I want people to do is look at the animal differently. You might be driving down the highway along the Mississippi and see a four-story paddlefish. It just causes you to ask questions and look at the animal differently. But all the animals that I've selected, the 100 subjects, are from the endangered and threatened species, the red list for the UN.
Oh, that's wonderful. And is all the information on this on your website?
Believe it or not, not on that. That's really confidential. Yeah, I'm keeping it on the down low. Yeah, because, you know, it's really complicated, too, the politics of it, because the cities have to donate the land in perpetuity. I actually did the first one the day after I finished my final whaling law in Beijing when I was the U.S. Olympic artist. The very next day after dedicating my final 100 whaling law, we unveiled the first of the 100 sculptures at Beijing International Sculpture Park. That was really prestigious, and it's front center there. And only 99 more to go.
Sure. I know I look forward to seeing them. Again, I want to be very respectful of your time. What advice would you give to a 20-year-old just starting off right now and who's very excited about creating their own art and their passion?
Well, I would say, again, it's a great time to be an artist. You have to really work. Art's not a part-time deal. I mean, you have to dedicate your life to it if that's what you want to do. You have to give everything to it, and it gives you, though. It gives you such incredible, positive lifestyle, you know, and then sharing your work with the world. And mine is art, and it's also conservation, I think. You know, I was an artist that was in the right place at the right time. So you need to find your niche, find the thing that you love, and make your sculptures, make your paintings, your murals. And the other thing I always tell people, too, always think about having a cause behind your art and giving something back. Try to support maybe local art programs with kids. And I've always done that. The proudest thing that I've done is painted with over a million kids in all 50 states and nearly 100 countries in the world. I enjoy that the most, to be able to share what I know with young people and try to inspire them to not only be great artists, but be, you know, ambassadors for the planet. So that's really important. The other thing I'm concerned about today is that they're gutting art and music education out of our schools. And it's alarming. And, I mean, who thinks that's okay? It's not. We need to protect and, you know, save art education in America. I'm writing a book on that right now and making a film. But I just think it's ridiculous that some small-minded bureaucrats think it's okay to deny a whole generation of our students in America the opportunity to have art, you know, in their curriculum, because art drives learning and creativity, and we need it. We're going to compete against China, the whole world. And we're gonna have a generation of kids that were left out of the art education, and that's not gonna stand. That cannot stand.
Mm-hmm. I agree completely with that, and that's one of the things that I actually hold most dear to me, was through my education being able to try science and art, and then be able to make the choice of what I wanted to do. So I'm 100% with you on, we do need to keep art in our schools. So
yep,
again, thank you for your team.
And the art.
Oh, sure.
And I just tell all the artists listening out there, listen, believe in yourself. I believe in you. I've seen some great artists. I've seen artists that are better than me. You just have to work hard, man. And it's not work when you love it. It's not.
Wonderful. Again, thank you so much for your time. So the best place for maybe people who are not as familiar with your work to go, is it your website?
Yeah, go to Wyland, my name, WYLAND.com. And by the way, the art book that I wrote, I'm going to have a download version that's free to every artist in the world. So watch for it in the next couple of months.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know I will definitely be looking for that.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, Yuri, nice talking to you. You guys have a good day wherever you are. Southern California is rocking here in Lagoon Beach.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Wyland. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
Okay, Yuri, you take care. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Advance Your Art Podcast. If you truly enjoy this, please head over to iTunes and download additional interviews, as well as hit the subscribe button so that as new episodes come out, they will automatically go to your phone. Also, while you're there, please give us a 5-star rating, which helps our iTunes rankings. If you'd like to see more information, head on over to advanceyourart.com, where you can find information about each of the guests, as well as projects that I am working on. And always, if you're in the Boston area, please feel free to reach out. I can be found on Twitter at YCataldo, or you can email me, Yuri@advanceyourart.com. Thank you so much, and have a great day.